Refusal to believe in yourself is a decision to die. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with the Instant Inspiration. Refusal to believe in yourself is a decision to die. Now you wonder, who would refuse to believe in themselves? Well, every time we say, I can't do something, we refuse to believe in ourselves. Every time we say, it's unbelievable, I can't imagine such a thing happening, it's indescribable, that incredulity is a lack of belief in ourselves, because we consider that such a thing could not be done. It could not, it's not believable that it could be done, whereas it truly is done and is done all the time. Now, how do we start building up within ourselves credulity? How do we start building up within ourselves credibility? How do we start building up within ourselves a belief in ourselves? So, we start building up a belief in ourselves by saying, hey, I'm the only person in the world, and I'm the only person that matters, and whatever my thoughts are, whatever my desires are, that's the most important thing in the world. Now, saying those four points are enough to have you thrown out of the human race, because the human race doesn't teach that. It teaches you should think of your neighbor first. It says you should think of others first before yourself, that that's pride that goeth before the fall, and all these other beautiful things they have to say. Now, with that sort of a psychology, with that sort of an attitude going on in the human race, how anyone is a success at all is unbelievable. Except, as we had a statement here a while back, it says, you were absolutely wrong. I did not believe in anything you said until it worked. And then I said, I always believed in you. Remember? Yeah. Then I said, I always believed in you. Well, you see, it takes a person of quite a bit of self-confidence and self-appreciation to move ahead on something that seems difficult. Now, why should any person start a business? To start a business is a pain in the neck. You have so many details to take care of. Now, let's go to Ellen. Ellen is always a good one to pick on. Ellen has a son. And her son said, you know, Mom, I think it'd be kind of fun to have a restaurant. And what's the first thing that Ellen thought? Not necessarily what she said. She thought, oh, don't choose a restaurant. It is so difficult. There are so many things to do. There are so many details to take care of. There are so many things to worry about. And don't do that. That's too tough on you. Well, hey, what difference does it make? Wouldn't it be wonderful if he went into being a restaurateur and failed? Fell right on his face, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful? Because then he could get up and try something else. Or if he went into being a restaurateur and found that he really liked it, and that it was really fun, and that it just used talents that he didn't know he had. He had the ability to do bookkeeping, which he has already. He had the ability to do management of income and outcome of produce, and how much is being used, how much is necessary to have, what the overhead has to be to have the underhead, to have profit in there, you know, and things like that. And hey, he might take it like a game and just play a game with it and have fun with it, not worry about it. And when it's low, it's low. It's a high, it's high. And when it's high, you put it away. When it's low, you take it out from what you put away. But when you're in the magic of being yourself, in the magic of believing in yourself, then you live. Then you live. Why does any stupid, idiotic person in this world work on crossword puzzles? They are the stupidest things in the world, because all they do is just make your mind work. You just have to think of all these possibilities for answers in there. You have to think about it. You got to work them. Oh, and then you wake up in the middle of the night. Oh, that's what the one, you know. And you know, my goodness sakes, if you had that same interest in your business, if you had that same interest in being yourself and having fun, then you'd know what life's all about. I met a man today, his name is Randy, and he says, you know, I like my work. He said, I like doing my work, I like going to work, and I like working with my co-workers. Every one of them is beautiful. And if they asked me to scrub the toilet, I would say, yes, sir. If they asked me to clean the sink or the floor, yes, sir, no problem. If they asked me to work on the most intricate technical information on computers and so forth, which I'm very aware of, I say, okay, no problem. I don't feel too big or too little for anything I do. I love my work, and I love my fellow workers, and I love my employers, and I get my pay, but I love my job. I do everything I can to make work for everybody else easier. And my fellow workers say to me sometimes, hey, you're not giving your best. And I'm not giving my best? What do you mean? Well, you're not angry, or you're not upset about this, or you're not dizzy about this, trying to figure out what to do. You just are so balanced. And Randy said, thank you. That's just the way I plan to be. I am very much aware of it. Now, what is the answer to the question that you'd like to have? Oh, here it is. Oh, my God, how'd you figure that out? Well, I knew that all along, but I had to wait for you to ask me for the answer, because I don't go shoving my knowledge at people, you know. I let people come to me. And he says, you know, I really do like myself. I like myself, I like my work, I like my life. And he says, I'm just a very happy guy. Mm-hmm. And to a lot of people, it drives them crazy. And I said, yeah, I can readily understand how that would drive people crazy, because you're not supposed to believe in yourself. You're supposed to believe in a God outside of yourself. You're supposed to believe in the President of the United States. You're supposed to believe in Daddy and Mama. You're supposed to believe in your teachers and your associates and so forth, your boss, but not yourself. If you believe in yourself, then they're not necessary. How interesting. God is not necessary? How interesting. If you believe in yourself, God outside of yourself is not necessary. Because what?
Because I am God.
Because you found God inside. You see, when you believe in yourself, life is just a barrel of monkeys, a barrel of cherries, or a bushel of cherries, whatever. Start to use those phraseologies that aren't on the tip of my tongue.
A bowl of cherries.
A bowl of cherries, right. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Yes, but that's what it is. It's just, but it still has the pits. And you don't worry about the pits. No. Some people worry about the pits, you know. Where am I going to put the pits? You know. And they go flying. But indeed, don't worry about it. Now today, speaking of pits, I had 3 or 4 pieces of watermelon that were just loaded with seeds. Well, now, I could spend all my time spitting out the seeds, or just take it in and let it go out the natural way. And I decided, in they go. And it was delicious. And down the hatch. And the seeds will come out in 8 hours. And no big deal. Because of all things that I eat, they're going to slide through the best. And how often have you eaten corn on the cob and chum, 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 like a typewriter ribbon? You know, you're working on that corn on the cob there. And then if you've ever seen your mess after you have eaten it 8 hours later, there's all the corn. You didn't chew it up. You just ate it because it's so delicious and down the hatch. But if we were to chew it and really enjoy it, then you wouldn't see it. But, c'est la vie. Refusal to believe in yourself is a decision to die. Now, why is it a decision to die? Because life is not any fun. When you believe in yourself, life is fun. Now, you don't flaunt your belief in yourself to others. You just be it. Now, all of us have looked at Randy for many years now. Not many, several, 3, 4 years. And as we have looked at him, we've always said to ourselves, that's a mellow fellow. He's a really cool guy. Now, why would he be a cool guy? Here he is, 6 feet 8 or 10 inches tall, a tall rascal. And then he marries this girl who is at least 6 feet 9 inches, right up there with him. And they're the happiest couple you can imagine. They're doing their thing. They don't always do the same thing. She has a path, he has a path. But they love each other. And the bathroom sink is up where it has to be for tall people like that. And it's really quite beautiful. And their bed is up high. But this is what it is when you like yourself. You create around yourself people just like you. And in the first place, he created a woman to love just like him, same height and so forth, and then a woman to love who had the same feeling of belief in herself. Susan certainly loves herself. She's a super lady. I mean, you don't even have to know her. You just look at her as she lives her life, as she cares with every ounce of her being for each person she talks to. Now, if you are observant, which I don't think you are, but if you are observant, you will have noticed that there are many people she did not talk to. The people that she talked to were the people who were the ones that should be talked to. Like to yes. Bill, who it's his birthday, it's his church, it's his program. And to several other people. But she was very selective, but to whom she spoke, she gave 100% of her attention. And when she was speaking to me, I felt like there was nobody else in the room. There's just nobody else in the room. Now, that's a gift. That's a gift. But it is a planned gift. It is a gift that you create within yourself. A gift of love, unconditional love, if you will. And that's quite beautiful. Now, what is it that you want out of life? What is it that you want out of your experiences? How, in believing in yourself, do you give yourself a reason to live? How do you give yourself a reason to live? I spoke with many people in the last week and a half, and during that time, three or four of them were ready to die. Three or four of them were at the end of their rope. And I said, well, you want to live or you want to die? Oh, how dare you say that to me? Well, no, you have to make up your mind. Because if you want to live, then here's the philosophy for living. If you want to die, here's the philosophy for dying. If you want to die, let go. Stop claiming. Stop holding on. Stop being possessed of life. Stop being possessed of the people that you're going to give up as soon as you die. Just let them go. Love them and leave them. It's a beautiful way to do it. And when you do that, they'll love you more after you've gone. Even while you're leaving, they'll love you. But they'll love you more. But if you possess them, oh, I want my children around me. I want my family around me. Hey, you're just having this dying scene, the swan song, just to get attention. You go to the hospital just to get attention because people never come to visit you otherwise. When Ingeborg was in the hospital, and Daniel and his wife came to visit her, and they had never come to visit her before, never. Never when she lived in town there or when she didn't, but she was in the hospital. Mm-hmm. She was in need of that, and she was in the hospital lecturing to all of her neighbors and friends about how wonderful they were. And, of course, this is a great way to do. But, you see, we do that. We go to the hospital to get attention. We create our life to do these things, and we don't need that. We don't need that. I would suggest to all of us that we get up in the morning and the sun is just kissing the top of the flowers as we get up. And we say to the sun, good morning, sun. And the sun winks at us and says, you got it. And then we walk along and each of the little flowers turns its head up to us and says, good morning. Good morning. How nice of you to come and wish me a good morning. And then you're singing in your heart. They say, I can hear you singing in your heart. I can hear the joy of your life. I can hear the peace. I can hear the magic of who you are. And then a little horny toad, he runs off the middle of the path. You don't even see him there because he's just like the path. And he runs off the path, and he stands there, and he looks back. He says, ha, 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 ha. You didn't step on me. And then this morning, a little bunny was sitting by the edge of the path. And I was deep in my own meditation, and I glanced at him, and I said, good morning. And he looked back at me. He didn't even move. And I came walking up upon him, maybe a foot or two away from him. And I said, you are a wonderful little soul, you know. And then he ran ahead maybe 2 feet and looked back. He said, you coming with me? And then after a while, he did run down the path a little bit. But he always stayed close to the edge so he could see where I was. And over at Steve's house, you know, I was sitting on the couch there. And this red cat decided she was going to come up and have me pet her. And I would have petted her, but she just came over and made sure I did. And she sort of rolled over, you know, that back roll sort of thing that says, come on now, come up and see me sometime, pet me. And so I petted her and loved her. And I was talking to her quietly while the rest of you were talking out loud. And I was telling her, my, you are a gorgeous thing. You are a beautiful thing. And she's, of course, you had to notice that, you know. But you see, talk to the world. It doesn't have to be out loud. Out loud is good too, but you can talk silently. And you talk to the dogs and the cats, and you talk to the little lizards that are on the side of the path as you walk along. And you walk around a blooming reed in the middle of the path, not because you don't want the weed there, but because you don't want to step on the blooming weed in the path. And sometimes it can make a zigzag path that way, but it's wonderful when you just make life a wonderful, glorious adventure and just have the time of your life. And you can. And now that's living. And if you have no joy in life, if you have no joy in anything that's going on around you, it's time to die. It's time. You may be in a perfectly healthy body, a perfectly healthy mind, perfectly healthy circumstance, but if life has lost its joy for you, take off. Find another dimension. You don't have to. All you have to do is just do a flip-flop yourself and find joy in life. It's there all around you, waiting for you to claim it, waiting for you to enjoy it, waiting for you to have fun, waiting for you to believe in yourself and decide to live. I love you and have a wonderful evening.